This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
See, Umar radiallahu anhu, once he says, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than everything but myself. Than myself. More than everything but myself. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then responds, La. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ نَفْسِكَ No, Ya Umar. No. By the one in whose hand is my soul, until I am more beloved to you than yourself. Umar radiallahu anhu immediately learns the lesson. He immediately rectifies and he says, Indeed, Wallahi, I swear by Allah that, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me more than myself. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Now you are right, Ya Umar. So as you can see, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the height of Iman. To love Allah and His Messenger more than anyone or anything else. Now you might think to yourself, well, yes, I think I do. I love Allah and His Messenger more than anyone or anything. But let's put forth a tiny example. Let's say you are sleeping at night and your family is with you. Okay, let's say it's your wife, let's say your children are with you. And then in the middle of the night, your wife wakes you up saying, the little one is shivering and has developed a high fever. And you wake up in a rush. And you look at your child, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families, may Allah protect our children. This is just for the sake of an example. Now you wake up and you see your child trembling, you see your child shivering. What, just imagine what would run in your head. You will immediately get up, clasp the child, hug the child close to your bosom, and you might even run out of your home. Maybe at times even, let's say if it's a life and death situation, you would rush out with your child, even wearing your night clothes, and rush the child to the hospital, yes or no? But now reverse the same situation where you are now sleeping. Your child is well, walillahil hamd. Your spouse is well, alhamdulillah. And you're sleeping, and what happens? Now the muadhin calls out, Hayya ala salah. Muadhin calls out, As-salatu khayrun minan-nawm. The muadhin calls out, rush to prayer, rush to al-falah, success. Prayer is better than sleep. And what do? When it's an emergency with regards to our family, because we love our family, we love our spouses, we love our children, we rush, we wake up immediately. But here Allah and His Messenger, Allah is calling you to salvation, Allah is calling you to as-salah. And as-salah is better than sleep, but we tug at our blankets, we turn around, and we sleep even more, subhanallah. So this is a test. And this is, you see, all of us, we are all guilty. I'm guilty of it as well. So this is why we have to constantly keep reminding ourselves and constantly keep recalibrating ourselves so that priority is given to Allah. Priority is given to the Messenger of Allah. And when that happens, as per the words of the Prophet ﷺ, وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ You will taste the sweetness, you will savor the sweetness of Iman. We conclude this episode by praying sincerely, oh Allah, help us to savor the sweetness of Iman. Ya Allah, help us to bring in these traits so that we savor the sweetness of Iman. Ya Allah, help us, make it easy for us to ensure that we love you, Ya Allah, and your Messenger more than anyone else, more than anything else. Ya Allah, make us from the people of Iman, and Ya Allah, protect us from the blazing fire of Jahannam. Ameen. I hope this video was of benefit. Do share the video around so that others can benefit as well, inshallah ta'ala. And I look forward to talking to you all in another video soon, bi-idhnillah, with the permission of Allah. With that, I conclude. Jazakumullah khairah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.